Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, June 24th, 2024, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Coffee Con Conscious highlights healing and community engagement in Sacramento. ACE Resource Network recently hosted Coffee Con Conscious, a community celebration in downtown Sacramento as part of their Together in Healing campaign. The event brought together community leaders, media, and influencers to engage in activities focused on healing from childhood trauma. Attendees participated in a community art project, meditation, healing circles, and conversations aimed at fostering emotional well-being. The campaign, which has reached millions nationwide, offers resources in English and Spanish to bridge cultural gaps and strengthen community ties. HypeSmack, in collaboration with ACE Resource Network, is dedicated to empowering Hispanic families in Sacramento County with resources to address childhood trauma. For more information, visit numberstory.org/together. Comcast partners with legendary Mexican rock band El Tri to provide sign language interpretation for the first time at upcoming Music in the Park concert. Comcast has partnered with legendary Mexican rock band El Tri to provide sign language interpretation for their June 22nd Music in the Park performance at Plaza de Cesar Chavez in San Jose. This marks the first time that El Tri will perform with sign language interpreters to provide greater accessibility to deaf and hard of hearing fans. Comcast recently announced the availability of live American Sign Language interpreting services at 8 Bay Area Xfinity store locations. El Tri, one of Latin America's most iconic rock bands, will perform as part of San Jose's popular Music in the Park summer concert series. In addition to the interpreting services at the concert and in its stores, Comcast recently announced $60,000 in grants to 3 community partners to broaden the scope of digital inclusion and accessibility to deaf and hard of hearing individuals. This event, in collaboration with Pro Bono ASL, aims to make the El Tri concert more inclusive for the deaf and hard of hearing community.
Peru introduced 10 new routes to access the historic sanctuary of Machu Picchu. Peru has introduced 10 new routes to access the historic sanctuary of Machu Picchu during the high season, expanding the visitor capacity to 5,600 per day. These routes are carefully planned to preserve the archaeological heritage and ensure an optimal visitor experience. Peru's commitment to sustainable tourism practices is evident, with Machu Picchu being the first destination to achieve carbon neutral certification. Travelers can contact IPERU, a member of the Tourist Protection Network, for information and assistance via WhatsApp at 51944-492-314. PromPeru is dedicated to promoting Peru's image, touristic destinations, exports, and investments. For more information, visit promperu.gob.pa.
Goldsboro heroes get recognized. Wayne County employees eat happy with Jay's Kitchen's new giveback programs. Jay's Kitchen in Goldsboro, NC introduces the monthly hero recognition program to honor local heroes in Wayne County. Nominees, including first responders, educators, and volunteers, can receive a $200 gift card for their outstanding service. Additionally, Wayne County employees can enjoy a 50% discount on their birthdays through the Employee Birthday Discount Program. CEO Jay Shin of Jay's Restaurant Group aims to show appreciation for those who serve the community. Shin personally presents awards at Wayne County Commissioner meetings, emphasizing the company's commitment to supporting employees. Jay's Restaurant Group plans to expand the program to benefit more community members in the future.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.